Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The body, where all the bits fit. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12:4. Chances are good you've never seen your stapes or sternum, your spleen or scapula. But look up those words in a medical dictionary and you'll be glad they're on the job. Each part of your anatomy differs from all the others, but all parts work together harmoniously, enabling you to live, breathe, walk, and talk. Each member of Christ's body depends on all the other members for life, health, and growth. This interdependence leads John Henry Jowett to remind us to concentrate on making our unique contribution to the life of the body. Walk with John Henry Jowett, an English pastor who served on both sides of the Atlantic in the late 1800s to 1900s. Our gifts will be manifold, and we must not allow the difference to breed a spirit of suspicion. Because my brother's gift is not mine, I must not suspect his calling. To one is given a trumpet, to another a lamp, to another a spade. All are holy gifts of grace. And thus the gifts are manifold in order that everyone may find his completeness in his brother. One person is like an eye, he is a seer of visions. Another is like a hand, he has the genius of practicality. He is a handyman. One is the architect, the other is the builder. And each requires the other if either is to be perfected. And so, by God's gracious Spirit, the individual is only a bit, a portion, and he is intended to fit into the other bits, and so make the complete body of Christ. Today's New Testament reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 31a.
1 Corinthians 12. Now, about the gifts of the Spirit, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, somehow or other, you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Therefore, I want you to know that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in every one, it is the same God at work. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom, to another, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit, to another, faith by the same Spirit, to another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit, to another, miraculous powers, to another, prophecy, to another, distinguishing between spirits, to another, speaking in different kinds of tongues, and to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and He distributes them to each one just as He determines. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free. And we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now, if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as He wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor, and the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. And God has placed in the church, first of all apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, of helping, of guidance, and of different kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? Now, eagerly desire the greater gifts.
Are you a trumpeter for the Lord? Then blow your horn. Does your lamp brighten another's darkness? Keep it burning. Do you have the voice of an angel? Then let your tongue sing God's praises. Someone else in the body needs your ministry. Only you can perform a particular act of service. Don't neglect that responsibility, for God counts on your response to His ability.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.